Or what was his speech about? What other kinds of bread don't come in loaves? Something that you'd make at home. You might say bake a pan of
biscuits or cornbread.
How about some other kinds of bread made out of flour besides biscuits? What else could you make?
Cakes and muffins.
Made out of flour.
Oh, flour.
All right, of course.
Kinds of breads and cakes.
Now, you mentioned cornbread. What do you mean by cornbread?
Well, cornbread is made from cornmeal.
Do you have more than one kind of cornbread?
Well, it's basically the same recipe. There's some that you would call egg bread, but you put a lot more eggs in, you know, and this, you make the cornbread muffins or the corn sticks or corn pones.
Corn pones.
Uh-huh.
What do you, for instance, if you made something that, have you made something that's just cooked in the ashes? Or on a fire on a board, something very large. What about if you just cook it in the ashes?
Yeah.
Have you heard of any cornmeal? What are your basic ingredients that you put in your cornbread?
Okay, we put egg, milk, and I use self-rising meal myself. It already has the baking powder and soda and stuff like that in it. But and our mother used to use just the plain cornmeal, and she would use soda, and I think she used buttermilk, but I just used plain sweet milk in mine.
You never used just
grits.
Water. You always
no,
used
never,
milk
uh-huh,
in your
milk.
Cornmeal. Do you remember how Grandma used to make it?
No, I don't. I never heard
I believe
say.
She just used water.
Really?
Do you remember how they used to eat cornmeal?
No, I've heard my daddy say he would have a cornmeal mush, I believe it was. I don't
and
know just it, how it was made,
remember.
Though. I don't remember him saying how his mother made it, but it seemed that they would, she would make it and then fry it like in little Johnny cakes or something. Maybe, no, I'm sorry.
How
the
did
cornmeal
they eat
mush,
it?
What, and they ate it in a bowl, I believe.
And what did they mix
kinda
with
like
it?
A soup. I don't know. I don't really know what they mixed with it, but I have heard them refer to cornmeal mush.
Well, now, what is it that's kind of small and has a little bit of onion, maybe green pepper, and we just love them with fish and fried potatoes?
Oh, hush puppies. Yes. I love those.
What about if you boil cornmeal in cheesecloth and you use either beans, green beans, or some kind of greens? Or maybe chicken. Have you ever heard of
no,
anything
I never have heard
like this?
Anything like that.
What about if you cook it in a deep pan? You mentioned egg bread. Would you slice it just like you would regular cornbread?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you might use? You can't slice. It would be too soft to slice, and you might.
No, my egg bread is not that soft.
Well, have you ever made what they call, or have you ever made anything that you couldn't slice that you had to use something else to get it?
Well,
out?
We make dressing out of cornmeal too. Chicken and dressing, turkey and dressing,
and stuffing,
stuffings, because I use cornmeal there, and use oyster dressings too. But when using the turkey, we use a cornbread
dressing. What about if you couldn't cut it, and you put it in a bowl,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it has a little sugar in it, and you would
dip it out,
and you would call
a
that
spoon bread.
You'd call that spoon bread.
Uh huh.
Now, there are two kinds of bread, and most of the time ours comes from the store, and sometimes it's homemade, but when it comes from the store, what do you call it?
I call it loaf bread.
Or any other name?
Light bread.
Light bread,
uh-huh.
If it comes from the store?
Uh-huh.
And the kind that you make about the store, you would always call light bread or loaf bread.
Loaf bread, mm-hmm.
But if it was raw,